The bakers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater.
Whistling along, singing a song under a Western
sun. From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Four Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, with songs and stories of the West. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm going to ride into town, where every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and go when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine, because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear in battle until payday rolls around.
What does the cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off in the town to mingle with all the friends I allow.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear in battle until payday rolls around.
Although a great many cowboy songs and ballads picture the cowpuncher as sentimental and melancholy, your old-time cowboys were, for the most part, hard-riding, practical realists. They knew how to get a real day's work done, and they knew how important good food was if you wanted to keep a man in the saddle. Modern Westerners know the value of good food, too. That's why Weber's Bread is such a popular loaf today, because Weber's Bread is good food, good bread. Well mixed and well baked, with a firm, even texture, a golden brown crust, and a distinctive flavor, Weber's Bread is always a substantial, enjoyable part of every meal. As toast for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, or when served with dinner meals, Weber's Bread is a welcome addition to the menu. Buy Weber's Bread when you go shopping. You'll see it in the familiar blue gingham wrapper, and you'll like it.
You folks who join with us each week for these Western gatherings have been mighty nice about sending in your requests for your favorite songs of the West. And believe us when we say that the Riders of the Purple Sage feel privileged to sing them for you. Here is another of your favorite heart ballads that you've asked to hear. In My Adobe Hacienda.
Rises on your all-star Western theater drama for today, entitled The Trail to Mexico, another adventure in the lives of the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Today's story, The Trail to Mexico, carries the riders of the Purple Sage, Foy Willing, Al Floyd, and Jimmy Dean, south of the border to the land of siestas and fiestas, not to mention señoritas. As we join our three western caballeros, they are riding up to the spacious ranch house of Señor Carlos Fernandez, to whom they have a letter of introduction from a mutual rancher friend of Texas.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's nothing but pure doggone foolishness riding all the way over here to Mexico for a job.
Oh, Dean, you'd gripe about it if you was riding through the pearly gates.
No, I wouldn't gripe about it, but I ain't in no hurry to make the trip.
Man, oh, man, what a fine-looking ranch layout this is. Looks like those big spreads you see in the picture show.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is the kind of place that'll make punching cows a pleasure.
Yeah, when punching cows becomes a pleasure to me, they'll be rolling snowballs in Hollywood.
You guys stay here, and I'll go up and meet the old boy with this letter of introduction from Sam Holland.
You know, it's the first time I ever went after a cow-punching job with a letter of introduction.
Yeah.
Well, people like Carlos Fernandez don't hire just every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I never heard of them.
Me either.
Who?
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, you guys wait here like I called you. I won't be long.
Okay, but you know, I'd rather be in Texas myself. I don't like coming all the way over here.
Sí, ¿qué puedo hacer para ustedes?
Well, ma'am, I want to see Carlos Fernandez.
¿Quién es, Lolita?
Un joven quiere verte, papá.
Sí, voy a hablarle. Váyate, Lolita.
Sí, papá.
¿Y qué puede hacer para usted, señor?
Well, I don't know what you're saying, but if you can't speak English, we're both wasting our time.
Sí, señor, I speak English a little. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Foy Willing. My friends and I rode over from Texas looking for a job. We have a letter from a friend of yours, Sam Holland, of Del Rio.
From my good friend Sam Holland? Oh, let me read the letter, please.
Here you are, sir.
Gracias. Dear señor Carlos, these boys are my very dear friends. Anything you can do for them will be greatly appreciated by me. Sincere best wishes, Sam Holland. Well, Senor Willing, I need good cowhands very badly. And since you come so highly recommended, I see no reason at all why you cannot go to work at once.
Well, that's mighty fine, Mr. Fernandez. I'll go get the boys.
Good. I'll have my foreman, Juan Lopez, show you to your quarters. Just take your horses down to the barn.
Thank you very much, sir. We'll see you later.
Sí, sí. And you will have supper with us tonight.
Well, thank you.
Lolita.
Sí, papa.
Come here.
Sí. Papa, what does the young man want?
Ah, they are friends of Sam Holland, and I have given them a job.
A job?
Sí.
But, papa, they are strangers. And we have been having so much trouble on this run. We should be more careful.
But I told you, they had a letter of introduction from Senor Holland.
But the letter could be a forgery, papa. They might be part of the gang that has been stealing our cattle.
Oh, sí. That is possible. But I cannot turn them away until I am sure.
We must watch them carefully.
Sí. Cattle thieves have cost us much money. Wait. Lolita, did you speak English to the young man when you went to the door?
No, papa. I used only our own language.
Then I have an idea. Do not let them know you speak their language. Then when you are around them, perhaps they will say something which they think you do not understand. By that?
Oh, see, sí. That is wonderful. You must tell them I cannot speak Americano.
Sí.
And then if they are bad men, perhaps I will find out.
Sí, sí.
Ah.
And if they are not friends of Sam Holland, we will soon know.
Sí. Oh, I hope they prove to be our friends. He was so pretty.
Much obliged to you, Juan, for taking care of our horses.
Nada. And how do you like your bunk?
Oh, fine, fine. When do we go to work?
Tomorrow morning. You will ride herd on the cattle in the East Texas. And be sure your guns are made ready.
Guns?
Oh, you expecting trouble?
We've had much trouble with cattle rustlers. Hundreds of our best steers have been stolen this month.
Yeah, and I thought we were coming over here for peace and quiet.
Well, I must get washed up for supper. Miss Lorita will be calling us any minute now.
All right, Juan. We'll see you later.
So we've walked into a nest of cattle thieves.
That don't make sense either. Sam Holland told us this was the most peaceful ranch in the world. Nothing to do but just take life easy.
Yeah, and now we got to ride herd on rustler's bait.
Oh, look who's coming this way.
That's the old man's daughter. And she sure is a tasty-looking tortilla.
Oh, you ain't a wolf on her. Pretty as a speckled guinea.
Say, I reckon she's going to ask us up for supper.
I'll bet she can sling a hot tamale.
Senor Willing, la cena está lista. Venga usted conmigo.
Come again?
Es hora de comer. Venga usted conmigo.
Oh, ma'am, you'll have to talk American. We don't savvy that stuff.
Oh, no hablo usted mexicano.
Well, whatever you said, the answer is yes.
This is a fine come-off. She can't understand us, and we can't understand her.
There's a thousand things I'd like to be a-telling her.
Look, you sweet little old enchilada. We no speaky of Mexico.
Hey, she's making motions like she wants to eat supper.
All right, Sorghum Molasses, you lead and we'll follow, huh?
Oh, she wants us to follow her, and we're just the guys that'll do it. Come on, I think it's supper time. Well, we sure did enjoy our supper, Mr. Fernandez.
I'm glad you did, boy. And I wish to apologize for Lolita. She cannot speak your language, so it makes it very difficult for you to understand her.
Naturally.
Oh,
si, Lolita. Boys, Lolita reminds me that I must retire early. So if you will excuse me, I will go to my room.
Sure, that's all right, Mr. Fernandez.
Dile
que voy a Lolita says that she will keep you company for a little while.
Oh, that's for me. Thank you, sir.
Good night to all of you.
Good night, sir.
¿Quieren ustedes sentarse?
Hey, she's motioning to the chairs. Maybe she wants us to sit down. Maybe.
From here on, I got a hunch this is going to be some conversation.
Now, quit picking your teeth, Dean. It ain't polite.
Yeah, but it feels good. Besides, she can't speak English.
Yeah, but she ain't blind.
¿Qué te pasa de mal?
Look, honey, chilly. How that is. How about you and me going into town Saturday night and painting it red?
No comprendo.
You ought to be ashamed. You know she don't understand a word you're saying.
Good. Now, listen to me, honey. How about stepping over here and giving your old Uncle Foy a nice big kiss?
Hey, boy, would you ever get your face slapped if she knew what you said?
But she don't know. Look, why don't you two guys go take a walk, and let me see if I can stir up some language this bunch of honey can speak.
Usted sería muy sorprendido si supiera que he entendido lo que usted ha dicho.
Honey, if you're saying the same thing to me that I'm saying to you, then we're going to be great friends.
Come on, Dean. I got a hunch this sort of thing ain't for me.
No, me either. We'll see you at the bunkhouse, boy.
Good for you. Now you're acting like real pals.
Now, if you ask me, you better be careful. She might get wise to all you're saying. Come on, Jimmy, let's go.
Okay.
Well, so long. See you guys later. Look, Angel Face, how about sitting over here just a little closer? This is a doggone situation I was ever in. Now, looky here, my little muchacha. I don't like giggling women. But we need an interpreter. A blind one.
Sí. Seguro que usted necesita un intérprete. Y usted es demasiado simpático por ser un ladrón de ganado.
You know something, chicken? You're a mighty pretty little chili bean. And if you could talk Texas, I got a hunch I could get right serious about you.
Usted es tan simpático también. Y yo quería decirle a usted.
Look here, Angel Eyes. This ain't getting me to first base. I think I'll go over to the bunkhouse till I figure out a way for me and you to understand each other.
Creo que sea la mejor cosa también.
This is the silliest conversation I ever went through. Good night, my little tamale. I'll see you later.
Buenas noches. So nice. He couldn't be a bad man. And he's so pretty, too.
You know, Dean, I'd just soon head back to Texas to eat a big plate of fried chicken.
Yeah, me too. You know, this business about them roughers don't please me too much.
That's right. If it's trouble we're looking for, there's plenty of that the other side of the border.
Well, what's the matter, Foy? Didn't you get along with her?
Or did she slap your face?
Well, boys, to be right honest about it, I took one look into those big, beautiful eyes of hers. I just didn't have the heart to sit there and make fun of her because she didn't understand me.
Now, ain't that too bad? Get yourself ready and hit the hay.
Well, I'm going down to the barn and keep the horses all right myself. Then I'll turn in.
That's a good idea, Dean. Think you'll need a light?
No, the moonlight's enough. Be back in a minute.
You know, Dean's been gone a long time.
Yeah, I wonder what's keeping him.
Maybe I better go see about him.
Might not be a bad idea. He's likely not fell in the water trough and drowned.
Yeah, well, that's all of you.
Hey, what's up? What's wrong?
Hey, boy, I just overheard something I wasn't supposed to.
What in the tarnation are you talking about?
Well, I went down to the barn and I walked on to conversation this foreman, Juan Lopez, was having with some men.
So what?
Well, I'll tell you. They're rustling the old man's cattle.
Are you kidding?
Well, I sure ain't. I heard that foreman tell him that, well, he's going to send us to the east section tomorrow, and then that'd leave the south section free so they could run out another 100 head.
Well, what do you know about that?
What else did they plan?
Well, he told men to drive them to the gorge at Devil's Pass and change the brand. And he'd make plans to have them in there in the morning to drive them into Texas.
How many of them were they?
Well, there's only 3 or 4.
Well, that's all they'd need to handle the job that way.
Yeah, and then one said that he was going to rush back to Carlos and tell him that they were being raided by a big gang of rustlers.
Well, I'll be doggone to get it all figured out, haven't
you? All right, boys. We're going to put a little crimp into that foreman's plan.
Well, there ain't but one thing to do. Let's go tell the old man.
Yeah, and Juan would deny it, and we'd get run out of the country for accusing him. We're heading for Devil's Pass tomorrow morning instead of the East Section pasture. There they are over there by the rock.
They ain't doing nothing but standing around. This ought to be easy.
Yeah, we can take them if we'll circle around and come in from the other end behind those rocks there.
Juan isn't in the bunch. I reckon he's going back to break the bad news to old Carlos and Lolita.
His bad news ain't far behind. Come on, let's work around.
Dean, move around the other side of this rock. When I fire my gun, step out and cover him.
Yeah, I got you.
I hope this works like we think it will.
Yeah, me too. Now get ready. Dean ought to be just about set.
When you shoot that gun, it's going to scare the socks off of them.
Then right now, you're going to see 4 barefooted cattle rustlers.
Hey, all right, boys, grab a handful of sky. What's up, boys?
Well, you want to find out if you start reaching for your guns. Get on your horses. We're going riding.
They kept us stayed up for 5 or 6 hours. And by now, they're bound to be a long way up without herd.
This is more than I can stand. Why, if this keeps up, I'll be ruined. Juan, get these 3 new men from the east pasture. Round up every available man and see if you can find the herd.
Just these, Carlos. I checked on those men and they haven't been there. I think they're behind these rustlers.
No, they couldn't be.
We suspected them at first, and our suspicions were justified.
I just can't believe they would do it.
Nevertheless, they've done. So what's that outside?
There's someone riding off. Come on, let's see who it is. Senor Willie and his boys.
Where are your rustlers, Mr. Hernandez?
What's the meaning of this, boys? Who are these men you are holding with your guns?
Ask your foreman.
Now, look here. What are you talking about?
If you make a play for your gun, you'll find out.
Your herd's the Devil's Pass, and these men, with the help of Juan, drove them there.
Oh, I'm so glad.
You're talking through your hat, Willie. You can't prove nothing.
These men have already talked, and they're willing to spill all they know.
But look here, you
can't... Shut up, Juan.
Boys, I don't know what to say.
Don't say nothing, Mr. Fernandez. Just help me keep them covered while Dean and Floyd go into town for the law.
You bet I will. Lolita, get my gun. The big one.
Keep up on right away.
Did you hear what I heard?
Yeah, he spoke in English to her when he asked for his gun.
And she answered him in English. She speaks and understands the stuff.
Uh-oh. Am I in trouble? Now look, you guys can do me a big favor. I got everything all packed up with Lolita. And I want you to help me.
Hey, Foy, are you getting serious about her?
Well, why shouldn't I? She's one of the prettiest, sweetest girls I ever knew.
Now, just a minute. You're carrying this too far.
Boys, I'm going to break down and admit it. She's got me roped and tied.
Yeah, if this don't beat all I ever heard of. You can count me out of it.
All right. You've been wanting to settle down, and now I'm giving you the chance. If you'll help me.
Yeah, but I want to settle down in Texas.
Oh, not me. I want to settle in the good old United States. Things are going to be kind of dull around here now that them rustlers' problems are all cleared up.
Yeah, and what's more, there wasn't but one girl and you saw her first.
All right. Let me down. I thought you were my friend.
Oh, all right. Tell us what you want.
Well, I want you to give me a big build-up to her.
Well, you did all right with her the first time you met her.
Yeah.
Well, but that's why you got to help me. I got to prove to her that I'm serious.
Well, for God's sakes, what do you want us to do?
Well, tonight I'm going to take her walking. You and Dean be down near the edge of the corral under that big tree. And I'll be walking down that way with Lolita, and, well, we'll accidentally come upon you two guys talking.
Yeah, this don't make sense to me. Well, what are we supposed to be talking about?
Well, me.
Well, have you lost your feeble mind?
Well, no. I just want you to be telling each other that, you know, Forrester is crazy about Lolita, and I've fallen for her, and... You know, give her that old Texas routine.
Oh, this
routine.
Is beyond doubt the silliest thing I ever heard of you doing.
Oh, now, come on. You've got to do this for me.
Well, what do you think, Dean? You know, on second thought, Floyd, I think we ought to do it. You know, we owe Floyd that much. Yeah, you know, Dean, I sort of agree with you. Just leave it to us, boy. We'll,
Okay. Now, after you've talked about me for a bit, then start singing, you know, some real romantic song, something like My Adobe Hacienda.
Oh, boy, is he really rubbing it in. All right, we'll do it.
Right now, I'm going to go make a date with Lolita. I'll see you guys later.
Ay, 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 ay. Ain't that the doggonedest thing you ever heard of a grown man doing? Yeah, when the love bug bites your bit. What are we going to do about this thing? Say, I've got it all figured out. You get the rose packs and the horse's saddle, and when we get down to that tree, we'll have our horses standing over the side there for a quick getaway.
And leave them here?
Boy, when we get through with him, he'll be anxious to ride along with us.
I think I'm beginning to get what you mean.
I'm mighty glad you're taking a walk with me, Lolita. I had something I wanted to say to you.
I think you're very nice.
Let's go over here by that big pepper tree. It's kind of pretty there.
All right. Let's do it. And it's romantic, too.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about us, Lolita, and... Wait.
What is it?
There's Dean and Floyd sitting there by our tree. Let's sneak over and listen to what they're talking about.
All right. That should be fun.
We can walk almost up to them if we're real quiet.
You know, Dean, I've been thinking a lot about Floyd and Lolita. Yeah, me too. You know, he's been saying a lot of things about her here lately, you know?
You've been talking about me.
Oh, I talk about you all the time. What they say is true.
Yeah, he told me this morning that he sure would hate to get hitched up to her. Said she'd probably be big and fat and ugly by the time she's 30. Oh, you know what he told me?
Yeah?
He said he didn't want to be the papa to a house full of little tamales and fioli.
Why, you filthy, curly-headed diablo.
Oh!
Loco, torso,
hey,
diablo!
Ow.
I can maladero que sus...
I'll get even with you, about the last thing I ever do.
Give it
come on, hey, come on, hey, come on, boys, he's going to tear you apart.
Hey, here, the horse is over here.
I'll get even with you two for that trick if it's the last act of my life. You just wait and see.
Oh, quit your griping.
After you come to your senses, you'll probably spend the rest of your days thanking it.
Yeah, that's a fine way to do a pal.
Now, come to think of it, what about that little blonde gal in Del Rio you were giving the rush act to before we left?
Yeah, and right now we're riding back that way.
Say, I wonder how she's doing.
That's what I thought you'd
Man,
say. Come on, let's
charmer.
Get going.
Drifting along, singing a song.
Trails of Mexico, starring the riders of the Purple Sage, Boy Willing, Al Floyd, and Jimmy Dean, and featuring Miss Helen Gerald as Lolita, with Nestor Paz as Carlos, Don Diamond as Juan. Here again are the riders of the Purple Sage, singing a song from their latest all-color Western picture, Out California Way, Boogie Woogie Cowboy.
Somewhere west of Pecos, there's a cowboy that's hep. Used to be a Nicky without any pep. Singing mighty sadly of his home on the range, and now he does it boogie woogie. Man, what a change! Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play all the day, where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Used to hold it to the water, my boy. He used to herd the cattle and plunk his guitar, cause he never heard about a late to the bar. He went on down to Memphis and got on the beat.
Now it's hard to prancing with boogie-woogie feet. Clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop. His old fiddle's alive and he jumps to the jive. Clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop. Shoot the paddle to the fiddle, my boy. He's a boogie-woogie artist on the radio now. Going down a 1,000 foot for showing him how. But if you lost your fiddle, he'd be knocked off his feet. Because you gotta have him with him to give him the beat. Clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop. He's a killer and true when there's jamming to do. Clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop. He's an 8-feet puncher on the radio now. De-o-de-lady-de-ho, de-lady-de-ho. Shoot the ranger to the silver, my boy.
In the early days of cattle ranching, when long trail drives were necessary to get the beef to market, cowmen had to be pretty careful that the herd didn't run all the fat off or destroy themselves in a wild stampede. It was the cowboy's responsibility to get the herd to market in prime condition, just as it is the responsibility of the bakers of Weber's Bread to see that your community is supplied with plenty of good, fresh Weber's Bread. And Weber's Bread is always good bread, for it's always well-mixed and well-baked. With its firm, even texture and golden brown crust, Weber's Bread is appetizing to look at and a delight to eat. Buy Weber's Bread when you go to market. Your entire family will enjoy the distinctive flavor of the bread in the blue gingham wrapper. Remember, Weber's Bread.
Men of the West, from out of the West, with a real song of the West. America's great Western singing stars, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, singing one of those grand old folk ballads of the wide open spaces that may serve to renew your memories of the old West. The Trail to Mexico.
Made up my mind in the early morn to leave the home where I was born, to leave my native home of wild, and travel west for many a mile. Was in the
take your gold and your silver too. Oh, take the girl who loves you.
I'm going down to the Rio Grande and ride the trail with a cowboy band. I'll ride the trail into Mexico, where the bullets fly. If there I'll go, I'll leave my native home of wild and travel west for many a
mile. Vacation time for us today is up, folks, and again, it's been awful nice being with you. Until next week, this is Boy Willing speaking for Al Flory, Jimmy Dean, saying so long, and good luck to you all.
Drifting along.
From Hollywood, you have heard your all-star Western theater, a V.M. Baird production starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. My name is Cotton C. Clark, saying much obliged to you for keeping company with us, and inviting you back to the all-star Western theater again next week. At this same time.
This program came to you from Columbia Square.